How you guys doing?
Nice to see you guys.
How you doing?
Doing good. How about you?
Good. First question, just to if we can get it right out of the way. What was the final decision to say, you know what, I'm going to stand down on this whole thing? Why?
Well, it was a, it was just a personal decision. So I tried to come out here and just focus on what I need to do to get better and help our team. And like I said, I'll be, excited to be back when I'm back. And I'll be cheering our team on, hoping we go out and win every game.
Have you thought of how excruciating those four games will be? Or are you just trying to keep that out of your mind?
I've tried to, just be as positive as I can be. I think that's kind of always been my my motto. I know I've, over the course of my career, been faced with different things and tried to overcome them the best way I could or the best way I knew how. And, I'll try to do the same thing. And I just want our team to go out there and play really well. And I think we've had really good competition and we're trying to push each other so that we're ready to go. I mean, it's tough competition in the NFL. And, every team is working hard this time of year. And, we can't take any days off. We're going to go out there and, try to, work on something every day. And, everyone's got to be ready to go.
Tom, you're a competitive guy. How difficult was the decision? You're a team guy, obviously, but how difficult was the decision for you to make?
I think it's just personal, and I've tried to move on from it. So I try to, like I said, focus on the positive and being out here with my teammates and getting better. And I know you want to go out and do anything, but try to be, a great example for your teammates. And we got a lot of competitive guys, that have been out here on the practice field, and I think that's where the focus needs to be.
How much did you rely on your family to get through this whole ordeal and this decision?
My family's been, everything to me. So, and obviously, the support of my teammates and coaches and, Mr. Kraft and Jonathan, the whole team and, all our fans. I said the other night we've got the best fans in the world, and we do. And, hopefully we give them a lot of reasons to cheer this year.
Is there some anger towards the powers that be, if you will?
I always approach, I have a job to do, and I try to approach it the best way I can, and I've always tried to do things the same way, and every day is important to me. Certainly as someone who's been around here for a long time, I know I got to bring it every day, and I think I just try to go out there and lead by example, and try to bring it and show my teammates that I'm ready to go mentally and physically every day.
Can you talk
about how you're going to feel when a couple of days from now, a couple of weeks from now, when you're not able to get on the field with your teammates and, for the first time in a long time?
I'll deal with that when it comes. I could have a plan and then change the plan. I really don't know. So I'm really focusing on every day and trying to get better. One of my coaches said, look, you just got to get better every day. And that's where my focus has been. So, these days are important for me. They're important for every guy on this team to get better and make the improvements. And, collectively, it's a long season. And, we got a good competitive team. So, like I said, I'm just going to root for us to win every game that we're playing that I'm not in. And certainly when I'm in, I hope we win every game, too.
You're one of the most competitive guys on the team, obviously, in the league. We've seen that side of you in camp so far. You've been yelling both at teammates, yourself, and whatnot. Wondering how much what's happened in the last month or so was, factored into that aggression on the field that we're seeing.
I'm pretty much the same. I've been that same way for a long time. So I think it's just a way to, elevate everybody's game. And it's a very competitive team. It's a competitive sport. You've got to bring it mentally every day. You got to have an attitude about you. And, we have a lot of guys on this team that bring that. And, trying to push their buttons, I love to do that. And they push it back. And I think that gets the best out of everybody.
How do you think Jimmy Garoppolo changed your approach to this camp specifically, Tom, given that you've got a couple months left until your next meaningful football game? What's your mindset like right now?
I'm just trying to be as good as I can be every day. And I think, making improvements in certain areas, and we've tried to make them. We may change our offense, and we've had a lot of kind of new players on the team, and just trying to incorporate them. So, I feel like we're building towards something. And then, we've got a lot of meaningful preseason games coming up that we have to see some improvements in, and got a lot of practices left. It's a long season, so it's just going to be a lot of hard work and a lot of discipline and effort. And, you know, like I said, I'm going to try to go out and do the best I can do in whatever role that I'm at.
It's going
to
be an NBA agent.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Tom.